Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Hello, this is G-Wright coming to you live on the Heart Love Radio Show. And I just want to say it's so great to be here. So great to be here. So great to be here. There's so many different things I want to talk about tonight. And for those who are coming through, I'm going to talk about tonight maximizing your potential. Maximizing. What's going on, Robert? Your full potential. There's something that's going on in my heart, and I've just been in this place today. I'm telling you, today was one of those days, y'all. I'm not going to sit up here and lie, but you know, one of the things I got to say is this: God is able. God is able. What's going on, Jeanette? What's going on? I hope everyone is doing well tonight. What's going on, Keith? I hope everyone is having a great night tonight. What's going on, Henry? What's going on, Satterwhite? And tonight, guys, I'm talking to you guys clearly. I'm really, really talking from my heart right now, guys. And I planned it, but I'm just going to let the Lord lead me tonight. There's so many different things. I don't know about your day today, but my day was one of those days today. I'm not going to lie. What's going on? What's going on, bro? What's going on, Kevin? And so I want to talk about something tonight. Have you guys ever felt like you are like on the edge of something great, right? On the edge of something great and new, right, in your life? And right when you get ready to jump off, you come up with 1,000 reasons. What's going on, bro? Been in one of those seasons? Yeah, it's been one of those seasons for real, bro. And you just feel like you're ready to go on, you're ready to make the next step. But the second you get ready to make the next step, it's like, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And then you're like, I do not know if I can do it. Have you guys been through that? Like you're trying to jump, but you're trying to turn around in the midst of jumping. What's going on, Shorter? Yeah, you say, yeah, Kevin. You know what I'm talking about? It's like you get ready to say this thing, and you're like, which way am I going to go with this situation? And you try and say, I'm going to jump. And then when it comes time to jump, it's like, oh, I don't know. Can I make it? Will I make it? How am I going to do this thing right here? How am I going to make it? So God was telling me that I need to maximize my potential. And I was like, Lord, what do you mean maximize my potential? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you guys this. I had a lot that happened this past weekend, and I was, what's going on, Mom? My mom's in. And I was on my way back home from that trip. This weekend was a trip, weekend of trips and trips. I was a heavy driving, but it gave me a chance to think. It gave me a chance to really, really get my mind together. What's going on, Andre? And my cell phone went out. My cell phone went out, guys. The screen went dead smack. I mean, it was black. And I'm like, how dare my cell phone do this? Why now? You know, and I tell you guys, you don't know how much time you really spend on media and how much that time takes away from other things until you've gone to a thing where you've lost something like your cell phone. My Samsung went, it was blank, it was dead. And it was dead Sunday night. That's what my cousin says. Basically, you're about to give birth to something great. Thank you, Jeanette. Listen to this. You know, it seems like a Jeanette. It seems like that's where we are, right? And I'll just say this. Not having that screen, not having my phone, not only did I not have it Sunday night, I didn't have it all day yesterday, and I really just did not get phone service, literally. Was going to Pastor Frazier, was going to Bishop, until about an hour and a half ago. So I went 2 days without connection. And God's like maximizing your potential. See, because sometimes we spend so much time, I've spent so much time worrying, like, who's not calling me back? Why is this person not calling me back? Why isn't it this happening the way I'm expecting this to happen? Why is that not working out? And, you know, I'm having to restructure this. I'm going to have to restructure that. And how many of you guys know that when it comes down to goals and doing things, we make our plans, right? But God orders our footsteps. We might make our plans, but God orders our footsteps. And sometimes it does not happen the way we expect it to happen. And God was like, you need to maximize your potential. And I'm going to tell you guys, this is what we've been talking about, right? These are some of the topics we've been talking about, like finding your purpose in a crazy world, right? We talked about, do you see what God sees? We talked about, are you thirsty? Let's get to work. You cannot outdo God and outslick the devil. The importance of self-care. It is worth the wait. You are not alone. Maximize your potential. And I'm going to tell you, like this, throughout this whole season, I've been feeling like, okay, Lord, you know, you give me this vision. You tell me I can do it. It's worth the wait. Be patient. And now there's time to go. And then it's like, I'm afraid to take a step. I'm going to do it. But then it's like, then my phone went blank. And God was like, maximize your potential. What does maximizing your potential mean for you guys who are listening? And for those who are coming on, this is how it happens. You know, I bring up a subject, topic. I help lead and guide it. We discuss. You share. I read what you guys say to everyone who's out there. And we discuss and we go back and forth and we respect each other's opinions. Maximizing your potential. What God showed me was this. He said, you're like walking like this. We as Christians, right? God has given us power. You know, he's given us his word. He's given us the Holy Spirit, right? And we sometimes live beneath what God has called us to do. We live beneath our potential. We're not even trying. Sometimes we give up because it seems hard or because there's some obstacles. But how many of you guys know that in order to get to the next level, sometimes you just have to push through. You have to grow. You have to go. You have to grow. And you have to do the thing that God's called you to do. And it might take some time. It might be tedious. But I'm telling you this. It is all worth the wait. Like we talked about, it's worth the wait a couple weeks ago. Listen, God was like, your cell phone going out. It was so I can get hit, so he can get my attention. And I tell you guys, how many of you guys have ever spent some time with yourself? Sometimes we deflect and we don't want to deal with ourselves. We don't want to deal with those things we want to change or deal with those things we think are important to change. And sometimes God allows things to happen so you can spend that time with him so you can really, really hear him. But I just realized, you know, I spent a lot of time on stuff that wasn't even going to get me to the next place I'm trying to go. Thanks, Larissa. Hey, Larissa. What's up, Craig? You know, and I was spending all that time, right, focusing on people who aren't even focusing on me, focusing on situations that I cannot change. And God took me to this. First, to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I love, if any of you guys know me, you know, I love the Clark Sisters. So I love the Clark Sisters. And I've been listening to that particular song, I Can Do All Things Through Christ who strengthens me. And I'm telling you this, maximizing your potential. When you realize that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, you're not going to allow anything to keep you from your goal. You're not going to keep anything from your goal. So my losing my phone gave me a chance to hear some of this, to receive some of this, and I'm just going to continue to eat this for tonight and the rest of this week and really focus on this word, maximizing your potential. So what God was telling me is this: look, you're not maximizing your potential. You're living beneath your ability because you're so focused on everything else other than being focused on me. So how can we get to the next level if we're focusing on everything else except what we should be focusing on, and especially more importantly, who we should be focusing on? What's going on, LaShawn? What's going on, fam? And tonight we're talking about maximizing your potential. And one of the things that keep this scripture, Philippians 4:13, in your mind: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And sometimes before you can even maximize your potential, you got to do some reflecting. You have to see what is keeping me from moving forward. Thanks, cuz. What's keeping me from moving forward? Wherever you are in your walk, you have to ask yourself, what's keeping me from moving forward to even maximizing my potential? And sometimes, I'm writing down as I go. Sometimes things hit me. Sometimes it's fear, right? Sometimes it's people. Sometimes it's just the fear of the unknown. Fear of the unknown, fear of people, right? What is the root of your problem? What's keeping you from moving forward in this season of your life? One of the points that I feel like we have to do, we have to find the root of your problem. The root of your problem. You have to find the root of your problem. So tonight is maximizing your potential. This is the topic tonight. I'm putting this right in here. This is the topic. So first point tonight is this: find the root of your problem. You know, sometimes we go through life and we don't want to really, what's going on, Sandy? We don't really want to look and see, do I have a problem? Years ago, I would have never said I had a problem. You know, but we have to ask ourselves, do I have a problem? We have to find the root of that problem, whatever is keeping you. Perhaps it's fear of people. You know, listen, sometimes we put on Band-Aids, right? Whatever your fear is, whether it's fear, whether it's hurt, whether it's pain, whatever is keeping you from moving forward. You know, sometimes we put Band-Aids on things, right? We don't really let the wound heal. We just put a Band-Aid on and say, keep on going, keep on pushing through, keep on pushing through your depression, keep on pushing through your fears. Keep on pushing. We're going to put a Band-Aid on this, and we'll get to this problem later. But something happens when you start going through things, and that Band-Aid comes off, and it's like the issue is still there, so you put another Band-Aid. Listen to this. In order to maximize your potential, guys, you have to find the root, and then you got to give yourself time to heal. Larissa says this. What's going on, Stephen? Larissa says, it's hard to move forward unless you address it. That's right. Finding the root of your problem, addressing it. No more. You're on it, Larissa. No more Band-Aids. No more Band-Aids. It's like, say this. You know, I know my own triggers, the things that I did when I feel depression trying to come on, or when I feel like losing things, or whatever the trigger is for you. For me, I know my trigger to eat. I'm an emotional eater. So I have to deal with, why are you an emotional eater? Let's deal with it. And if what happens, let's say this. Let's say if I don't deal with it. Let's say if I didn't deal with it, and I keep on, I push through, lose weight, then start going through something else, and then don't really deal with it. Listen, the Band-Aids, you know, Band-Aids aren't going to have, when you get to a certain point, Band-Aids won't even stick. Band-Aids won't even work. Then this question comes, what are you going to do? What do when it doesn't work? Like Larissa says, it's hard to move forward unless you address it. So I feel like even before you can maximize your potential, you have to find the root of the problem. You have to address it. No more Band-Aids. Let's look at it. Let's deal with it. One of my friends says this, my colleague says this, feel, deal, and heal. Let's feel it. Let's deal with it. Let's heal from it. You know, Be honest. Be honest with yourself and find that root of your problem. Now, I'm going to say this. The key thing is this. When you find out that root, don't keep on staying on the root of your problem. What's going on, Kendrick? It's, you got to do something about it. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes what happens is that we focus on the problem. Then the problem comes so big. The problem comes so big that God can't even do anything because the problem, we've made the problem into a big mountain. But we have to remember that God is bigger than that mountain. Why is it important? Because before you can really move, you have to be willing to deal with it. Now, LaShawn says this. This is my cousin, LaShawn. What's going on, LaShawn? She says, fear of failure can be a great hindrance of people moving forward or walking in their calling. That's a good one right there, LaShawn. That's a good one right there, cuz. Fear of failure can be a great hindrance of people moving forward or walking in their calling. Yeah. And guess what? The flip side of that, LaShawn, is this. Fear of success can be a great hindrance of people moving forward or walking in their calling. There's a story, and I remember this story, and my mom probably going to say I'm making this up, but I'm really not making this up. So, but I don't even know if I'm going to share that story with you guys. But fear of success also can do the exact same thing, LaShawn. That fear, what's going on, Lawrence? That fear of success. What's going on, Godmother? That fear of success also can be a great hindrance and of people moving forward or walking in their calling. Like I said, fear of failure, fear of success. When I say fear of success, sometimes it's like when you're doing that thing and you begin to walk, it's like riding a bike. Am I really doing this? I can't believe I'm really, really doing this. What? And then we stop. You know, I think at this point, God, I think God is saying to us, look, let's deal with that fear of failure or fear of success. But in order to maximize your potential, you have to be willing to deal with it. No more Band-Aids. Be honest about it. Be open to receive. And then be, let's talk about that, being open to receive. What's going on, Jay Bird? You know, sometimes it's hard for us to receive. What's going on, God, Mama Regina? Sometimes it's hard to receive, sometimes, right? Because we say, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. It's like this. When you see a child and you know that the child needs some help, a child is struggling, but the child says, I don't need anything. I don't need anything. I got this. I got this. And a parent, you as a parent, I'm not a parent, but as a teacher, as an adult, you see that young person needs some help. You see that other person needs some help, but they're saying, I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this. And when you see that person is struggling, just, you have to be willing to be open to receive. So, and that takes humility. That takes, even before you can begin to maximize your potential, you have to be humble. Let's deal with the fear of failure. Let's deal with the fear of success. Let's deal with the fear of the unknown. Let's deal with the fear of people. What's keeping you? What's keeping you from moving forward? But you got to find that root of your problem. You have to find that root. Be open to receive. Be willing to be humble. Be willing to learn. One thing I'm gonna tell you this. I might be stubborn, right? But when I'm stubborn, I'm also listening. And if you give me a few, I'm being honest, if you give me a few minutes to really reflect on what you say, if you say something to me and I really totally disagree with it, I'll think about it. Listen, we have to be humble. We have to be willing to be humble and say, look, God, I'm struggling in this area. I need some help. I am struggling in this area. I'm struggling to move forward. What's keeping me? Then deal with that fear. But don't just stop there with dealing with the root of your problem. One thing about this is that you have to realize that you are loved. You might say, you are loved? What's that have to do with maximizing your potential? Let me tell you, you have to love yourself. You have to love yourself. You are loved. When I talk about you are loved, I talk about also this. You are important. And yes, and I'm writing as I'm doing this. You are important. You know, I got to say this. As things come to me, sometimes I write them down. one of the things about this is that we forget that we're loved. We forget that God loves us. We forget that as Christians, that God has made that way for us, you know, through his son. You are important. He sent his son to die on the cross for you, right? So listen to this, and maximize your potential. What's going on, Demetrius? You have to understand that you are loved by God. And I say this because I feel like to have success, you have to have that foundation. You have to have that good foundation, knowing that God loves you, knowing that God sent his son to die on the cross for you, knowing that you are important by God. Because some people don't think that they're important. Some people don't think that they're loved. They don't think that God loves them. They don't think that anything is going to ever change in their lives. And if that's you, I want to tell you today that things can change, but you have to be willing to know that and to find out for yourself that you are important to God and that God loves you. You are important. You are loved by God. What's going on, Willie? What's going on, Willie? Maximize your potential. Listen, understand that God is giving you some gifts. You have gifts. All of us have gifts. Our gifts might be different, but you have to be willing to say, you know what? What am I good at? What's my passion? What do I want to do with my life? What, you know, listen, I am almost, hey, Godmama, I am almost 50 years old, right? Yeah, believe it or not, I'm almost 50. And I'm like, man, time is going by. But listen, it doesn't matter how old you are. Just know that you are loved. Just know that God can still use you. One thing God wants to know is that you are willing and that you're going to use what he's giving you for his glory and to touch lives and to change lives. You know, so maximize your potential, find the root of your problem. Two, know that you are loved by God. You are loved by God. What's going on, Regina? What's going on, Godmama? What's going on? What are you thinking? What's on your mind? This is my second point. I'm typing it in right now. You are loved by God. You are loved by God. You know, some people don't feel like they're loved. Some people don't feel like anyone cares for them. So they don't even try. But I think this goes along with finding the root of your problem. If you can find the root of your problem, you deal with those things, then you understand that you are important, that you are loved by God. You have gifts. God has given you gifts. God has given you abilities. God, and listen to this. And the thing about it is this. There's no one quite like you. There might be, you might have an identical twin, but that identical twin is not you. You might have a brother, sister, and y'all might look just alike, but that person's not you. You might be standing beside someone who has a great gift, but their gift is not your gift. You're going to reach the people that you're supposed to reach. And God can use you to reach those people if you are willing to understand that he loves you. And if you understand that you're loved by God, guess what? You're not going to allow things and people to keep you from what God has called you to do. Does that make any sense? If you understand that you're loved by God, you're not going to allow people or things to keep you from what you're supposed to be doing. How are you guys feeling out there tonight? How are you guys feeling out there tonight? Because listen to this. How many of you guys can become easily distracted? How many of you guys, situations come, and you know that you're going northeast, but situations come and instead of you going northeast, you end up going west, and you're going in the wrong direction. Listen, life is going to happen, right? But we have to make sure that we allow people, things, and situations, right, to keep us from moving forward. What does that have to do with the fact that you're loved by God? When you know that you're loved by God, you're going to stay focused. You're going to stay focused. You're not going to look for things to bring fulfillment to you. You know, but you're going to release that energy that way. You're going to release that energy that way. Does that make any sense? Instead of looking for things out there to fulfill you, you're going to draw in for those things that God has placed from within you. You know, at least that's how I'm looking at it. That's how I'm looking at it right now. B, my mom just wrote this on my wow, that's powerful. She wrote B. on my page. Yes, mom, I see that. You know, just be. You maximize your potential, just be. Thank you, mom. Just be. And then accept who you are. Accept who you are. Maximizing your attention, your potential. One, first point, find the problem, root of your problem. Second point, you are loved by God. You are important. Don't allow people and things to keep you from moving forward. And then I love what my mom wrote, be. Just be. You know, and I wrote that with someone earlier today, earlier this week. And the person told me to be. Just be. And where you can just be content, just be grateful, just be thankful. If you're sad, you're sad. If you're happy, you're happy. You'll just be and become, yeah, because it's good stuff. So good to see how God is using you. Praise God, because it's been too long. It's been too long. I love that thing my mom just wrote, just be. So maximize your potential, just be. And that whole thing, accept it. Love yourself. And then you will be ready to do this. And I say this, find the solution. See, sometimes we focus so much on the problem that we don't even think about finding the solution, right? We don't think about finding a solution. But I might just have to go to that just be. My mom, I'm not sure. Whew. My mom just wrote that on my Facebook page, y'all. She's about to tear me up over here. B. Let me tell you something, guys. People will tell you that you're stupid. People will tell you that you don't know what you know. People will tell you that you're never going to get it right. People will tell you... in fact, you might even tell yourself, the enemy might be telling you that, and you begin to agree with it. But when you know that God loves you, when you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, you can just be. You can just be in the midst of confusion. You can just be in the midst of your pain. You can just be in the midst of your hurt. You can just be in the midst of your depression. You can just be happy. In the midst of all those things, you can be grateful during times of sorrow. You can be thankful in the times of fear because you know that God is with you. Just being. I love that. Thank you, Mom. I love that. Be. Be. Be the best version of yourself that you can be. Be what God has called you to be. Do what God has called you to do. Maximize. I think that's, Mom, if you were here, I just have to throw the mic down and walk away. Be. Maximize your potential. Be who God has called you to be. Do what God has called you to do. You know, one thing about this guys, I think the whole thing about planned church and what is church, I'll say this, when I really, really switched from education to, I'm a therapist now, right? And when I switched, was going to Janet, when I switched, it seemed like doing therapy or being a therapist, you're helping people to become their best version of the best version of themselves. Guess what? The same way you're helping them, you're also helping yourself. You have to live by those same rules that you're helping them to do. And just being yourself, just be you. Wherever you are, you can just say, I'm just going to be, exist, live, know that God is with you. I had to go back to that be, guys. What's going on, Janet? That's really, really powerful. B. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. Not everyone's going to understand what God is doing in your life. Not everyone's going to understand why. God had to show me this. Like, had a good friend of mine, and I'm not going to go in here because the person might be looking. But God had to remind me, sometimes you are going to have to get away from social media. Sometimes you are going to have to take a step back so you can look at the picture from a different angle. Call that making a paradigm shift. You look at a situation from a different angle. God will sometimes remove you so he can show you what you need to know, what you need to see from a different angle. What's going on, Eugene? You know, and the thing about it is this. When you do that paradigm shift and you allow God to work in your life, you understand that sometimes there's going to be some discomfort. So finding that solution to a problem, dealing with the solution, finding the root of your problem, recognizing that you are loved by God, and then focusing on the solution, sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable, right? Sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable making a change. Sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable to have to make some change. I'm not sure about you guys. Maybe I'm just talking to myself today. But that change, I don't know about you, but I'm not one of the people who liked a whole bunch of change, right? You know, you don't want things to change. You want to still feel that same feeling. You want to have the same friends. You want to experience the same things with the same friends. But how many of you guys know that sometimes we grow at different levels, at different paces, and sometimes God will remove people out of your life so he can get your attention. And sometimes he might bring those people back into your life, and sometimes it might have been, that was a good part of my life. Now I have to keep on moving on to see what God has in store for me, because maybe perhaps where you're going, where that person's going, are two totally different places and two different venues, and you guys might not be the best fit for you guys. And we have to be willing to deal with that. So in finding that solution, we have to be willing to deal with being uncomfortable, becoming comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes we cannot change things that happen in our lives, but we just have to roll with it. We just have to say, thank you, Jesus. Give me the grace to get through this. There's a reason for this. There's a reason why I'm going through this thing. Sometimes you have to go through the pain so you can have respect for the blessing that's going to come on the other side. But see, sometimes we want the blessings, but we don't want to go through the life's lessons. We want the blessings. Give me the blessings, Lord, but I don't want the lessons. Just give me the blessings. Let me ride in the ride that I want to ride in. Let me live in the house I want to live in, but I don't want to have to go through some times where I might lose some things just to have you give them back to me, or I don't want to go through that. And that's what we say sometimes. So in maximizing your potential and in finding the solution, sometimes we get to a place where God's answer to that solution is not necessarily what we truly want. But we have to be willing to say, okay, Lord, have your way. Surrendering. This is definitely not one of those type of feel-good messages, because we've had enough feel-good messages, right? You know, God is saying, let's deal with the real. Let's deal with the raw. And listen, I'm going to tell you this. Maximizing your potential. Talking about you, your potential. And finding that solution. Don't allow people to speak into your life things that God is not saying to you. Don't allow people who don't have your best interest to speak into your life. This is about maximizing your potential. What might work for you, you might not work for that person. What might work for that person might not work for you. So you got to get to that prayer closet and say, Lord, please show me. Please help me. And please lead and guide me. Because sometimes we just have to know God for ourselves. What's going on, Lauren? What's going on, Angel? We just have to know God for ourselves. Janet says this: how do we know that God wants us to do a certain thing? Picking the right job, for example. That's a good question, Janet. How do we know that God wants us to do a certain thing? You know, this is what I do. I ask the Lord to lead me. I ask the Lord to speak to me. Sometimes he speaks to me through the word. Sometimes he speaks to me through my situations. I might say, Lord, can you open up some doors? Will you show me? And then when I feel that, when I have that, personally have that peace, Janet, I feel like this is the right decision for me, that I go for it. That's what I do personally. What's going on, Drew? What's going on? You know, pray about it. And what does God give you? How does he answer that for you? How does God show you guys? Jan's question is, how do we know that God wants us to do a certain thing? How do you guys know? What's going on, Robert? How do you guys know when God wants you to do a certain thing? How do you guys know? What's going on, Ben? You know, and I'm going to tell you this. Janet, you know, Janet, what I do personally is when I pray about it, right, and looking for those solutions, finding that solutions, right, I take baby steps. You know, Lord, what are you showing me? And if I feel led to do something, I go ahead and do it, you know, and I take those steps. I just take those steps. I don't know about you, but I want to live my life on purpose. I want to be purpose-driven. What's going on, Bruce? I want to be purpose-driven. I want to do things for a purpose, with a purpose. You know, I want to become that person that I feel like God wants me to become. And sometimes are we going to make mistakes? Yeah, sometimes we make mistakes. But God sometimes wants to see, are we willing to listen? Are we willing to say, Lord, please lead and guide me? You know, I'm going to tell you this. For myself, I'm one of those people that I don't just move sometimes. You know, I'm like, Lord, you got to show me. When God shows me, when he shows me in his word, when he speaks to my heart and speaks to my spirit, and I'm like, okay, you know, okay, I'm believing that this is you. You know, show me a sign. Give me a sign. Open the doors that need to be opened. Close the doors that need to be closed. And those things have happened. And I'll say this. When I know when I begin to go the wrong way, Janet, and I get that feeling deep in my spirit, like, no, you're not supposed to do that. That's not where I hear the spirit, God saying to me, no, that's not. When you just get that unction, like, no, that's not it. That's not, you know, pay attention to those. Pay attention to those, I call them red lights. Pay attention to those things. You have to really listen to what God is saying to you and what he's saying to you through his word. You know, but what are you guys thinking? How are you guys doing out there tonight? That's a great question, Janet. You know, I gotta tell you this, guys. Let me ask you this question. What's going on, Yolanda? Let me ask you this question. Do you think that sometimes we focus so much on the problems rather than focus on the problem rather than being solution focused, right? So maximize your potential. You're saying, what does this have to do with the whole thing? First point, finding the root of your problem. Second point, knowing or recognizing that you are loved by God. Third point, finding the solution. So you can find a solution and then you can address things, then you can be willing to deal with it and then move on. You know, sometimes, guys, we become complacent, and sometimes God allows things to happen to get us to move on so we can move forward and do those things that he's called us to do, because sometimes we become stuck. Sometimes we become stuck, you know? So find that solution. Take the baby steps. Build upon your strengths. You know, what's going on, Belinda? How many of you guys know people, or perhaps maybe it's you, who you always say, you know, you can do this. No, I can't do that because I have bad eyes. I have bad eyesight. I don't have, I'm stupid. I can't think for myself. I can't do any of these things. Now, I've always been like this for all of my life. You know, people are focused, sometimes we're focusing on the problems, and we don't even recognize our strengths. What is, you know, you might have bad eyesight, but guess what? You might be strong. You may be able to lift a whole bunch of things. You might have great memory. Whatever it is, build upon your strengths. Build upon your gifts. Build upon those things that God has given you. And one thing that God told me today, this morning, as I was driving to work, he said sometimes just because we can do something doesn't mean that we're supposed to be doing that. You know, just because my gift might be teaching does not mean that necessarily I need to be in the school system. What's going on, Mom? Just because I can sing does not necessarily mean that I'm supposed to be on a praise and worship team. Where am I supposed to be? What are my strengths? Hey, Mom, how you doing, Mom? Can you hear me? You okay? How you doing? How you doing there, Mom? You know, and listen to this. How many of you guys are willing to just take a minute and just ask yourself, what are my strengths? What are my strengths? What am I good at? What can I do? And then do those things. You know, and yeah, let me get back to my story. So sometimes, guys, we might say, just because we can do it doesn't mean it's expedient. Just because we have the ability doesn't mean that we're supposed to be doing that thing. Find a solution to your problem. If you're dealing with fear of people, begin to work through that fear. If it's fear of failure, do something that you know you can do. And then keep on building on that. Exercise your faith. Faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Build on your faith. Whatever your issue is, be willing to take those steps to deal with it and to begin to see. You'll begin to see, you know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, what it says in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. It doesn't say some things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So in maximizing your potential, when you think about the solution, take those baby steps. Build upon your strengths. And while you're building upon your strengths, you're becoming stronger, and then you can build up those areas where you are weak. What's going on, Roland? Janet says, that's so true. Thanks for the insight. You're welcome, Janet. I appreciate you. And then the whole thing in finding the solution, and God bless you too, Janet, in finding a solution, being patient. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, right? You know what I'm saying? Rome wasn't built in a day. Listen, it's like this. When I gained all that weight, and I'm only halfway through, I'm only halfway to the point where I desire to be. It didn't come on overnight. Well, no, I do gain a lot of weight quickly, but it takes forever to come off sometimes. But we have to be willing to be patient. We have to be willing to be patient in working through our situations, find that solution, working through what we need to work through. Am I making any sense tonight? I hope this conversation is blessing you guys out there tonight. Also, don't forget, you can also share this on this broadcast on your pages. I appreciate you. My last point tonight, maximize your potential. You know, I feel like it's like this. As Christians, like we walk around and we have the Holy Spirit, right? We have all this power. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, right? And sometimes, guys, we are like walking in the shell. We're walking in this shell with no power. We're not even utilizing the Holy Spirit. We're not even saying, Holy Lord, have your way. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lead me and guide me. Sometimes we're saying we're Christians, but we're denying the power because we're not tapping into the power. We're not tapping into the power. And God wants us to tap into his power. God wants us to tap into his power. And you might be saying, Lord, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? Guys, sometimes we're walking into this in this shell. But we're denying this power that God has given us. We've denied the Holy Spirit to work through us, work in our lives. So we're walking like Christians without our armor. We walk around in the shell of a person when we can be walking in the power that God has given us. You know, and maximize your potential, guys. if we can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13, then I've got to apply that. I got to stand on that. Even when I'm feeling so weak, even when I'm feeling like I cannot move forward, I'm going to stand and know that I can do all things through Christ. What's going on, Sheila? And we got to stand in that. We got to believe in God saying, come on, stand. Come on, stand. You can stand. God's telling us, stand. Maximize your potential. Believe that you can really do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God will strengthen you to get through your test. God will strengthen you to get through your trial. It might be uncomfortable, but you have to still believe that God is God, that he will do what he said he would do in his word. And that's where I'm at. You know, so as I'm giving this message, I'm also having to do this myself, because it's for me first, right? And I'm sharing it with you guys. We have to be willing to walk in the power that God's given us, not walking in the shell of a Christian, but walking in the power that he has given us. You know, and maximize your potential. Just know that you can do all things. Some of you guys, God has given you gifts. God has given you ideas. But you listen to people telling you you can't do it. You listen to people saying, no one's never ever done it like that. You know, you might have a good idea, but not right now. Perhaps God might be telling you, you can go ahead and do this idea on your own. Go out there and do it. And like I said, it's like the illustration I was telling you. Sometimes like you're about to jump. And some of you guys are in that place where you're beginning to jump. God's giving you ideas and gifts and dreams and visions. You're about to jump and do those things he's called you to do, but then you try to stop in the mid-air and turn around while you're already jumping up in mid-air. And God's saying, look, go ahead and jump. What's going on, Shirley? What's going on, Mike? God is saying, just go ahead and jump. Go ahead and jump. Go ahead and do that thing that God has called you to do. Maximize your potential. Believe I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You have to believe that you can. I'm going to tell you this. Let me see if I have it on me. I left it downstairs. I'm going to tell you this. When I was studying to get my master's in professional counseling, right, and I was dealing with a whole bunch of life issues, right? I was dealing with a whole bunch, right? I was dealing with a whole bunch. And, Jeanette, my cousin says, take a leap of faith. That's right. Take a leap of faith. And I was dealing with a whole bunch, right? And a friend of mine said, we were in this class together, and she wrote on this poster, this little small name tag. She said, I want you to put this in your wallet. And it says, I can. Period. I can. And you know what? I put that in my wallet. And it took me a long, long time, guys, to break through and say, you know what? I'm tired of being depressed. Life is better than this. I'm here. Let me do what God's called me to do. The situation might have been something different than I expected. It came in a different direction. It came from a different way. You know, but God will allow things to happen sometimes just to get you out there. He will allow some things to come, allow you to become uncomfortable in order that you will move. And I carry that thing around with me. It's in my wallet today, and I've had it in my wallet probably for the past three or four years. I can. Listen. And maximize your potential, you have to believe that you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can make it. You say, I can make it. I will succeed. You know, speak positive affirmations over your life. And I carried that. And when I went through some of my trials, right, my tribulations, I had to open that thing. I had to open up my wallet, look at that thing, and say, repeat, I can. I'm going to tell you guys tonight, you can. Wherever you are, I want you to say, I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, sometimes, guys, God gives us these visions, these ideas, and we talk our own selves from moving forward. I'll never do that. That's going to take forever for me to do, so I'm not going to do that. And then we're miserable. We're miserable because we're not doing that thing that God's called us to do. We're miserable because we see people walking in their callings. We see people, they're taking that leap of faith, as my cousin said. As my cousin Jeanette said, typed, take a leap of faith. They're jumping in leap of faith. And the question is, are we going to be willing to do that? The question is, am I going to be willing to do that? Sometimes it can be uncomfortable. But when you pray and God is putting something on your heart, and your mind, spirit, your soul, and you know you're supposed to do it, it's on your mind, you cannot think of anything else except what God has placed on your heart to do. And you don't do it, it's miserable. I don't know about you guys, but it's a miserable place to be. What's going on, Monique? It's a miserable place to be. But God is saying maximize your potential. You have to believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have to believe it. You have to speak it. You have to be willing to stand. And even when it appears that everything is going crazy in your life, you have to keep on saying this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I just stood on these words. I just stood on these things that God knows my heart. And I want to tell you this. To maximize your potential, you have to believe that God loves you. You have to believe that God has given you what you need. And then you got to be willing to do the work. And maximize your potential, guys. See, sometimes we're kind of lazy. We want the blessings, but we don't, like I said before, we don't want the lessons. We want the blessings without the lessons. We want the end results without going through the tests and trials. We want the effects of the test, but we don't want to have to go through the testing part. We want to have that testimony without the test. Is that you? Or you know someone like that? Maximizing your potential. And then, like I'm saying, and we said earlier, we're going to end with it too. Be willing to deal with it. Be willing to deal with whatever's keeping you from maximizing your potential. And then be honest about it. You want to say, Lord, I'm not scared. You know, as they say, I'm not scared. But you're shaking your boots. Just be honest. Say, God, look, God, I want to do what you call me to do, but I'm just a little nervous. This thing, I mean, you're asking me to do is totally different than anything I've ever experienced. But you got to know this, guys. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But we have to be willing to do what God has called us to do. You know, whatever. And you got to be willing to do the work. Don't be afraid of work. Don't be afraid to get down in the nitty-gritty of the whole thing. Sometimes we want God to do everything, right? And God has given us, there's some things that God has given us the ability to do, right? So then we don't want to take that responsibility. Who wants to accept that responsibility? Who wants to accept the responsibility that everything falls on you, that everything falls on you? It falls on us. We have to be willing to do our part. God will do his part. We have to be willing to do our part. How are you guys feeling tonight? I hope that this is blessing you. You know, I know everyone's kind of quiet tonight, but this is definitely not one of those type of will feel good messages. Listen, guys, we have to be willing to deal with the rough things, the honest things, the hard things, and then be willing to move from that. So we're not just focusing on the root to just stay there. And then we're like, woe is me. I'm afraid of people. I'm afraid of success. I'm afraid of failure. Woe is me. God, no. Find that problem. Really realize that you are loved by God. Find that solution. And then go for it. What's keeping you from moving forward? You. I'm not pointing you. Point yourself. I can't point you because I have four fingers pointed back at me, right? You. Sometimes, guys, we are keeping ourselves from moving forward. And then we say it's the devil. No, it's you. And listen to this. And then beware of the cycles. Beware of the cycles, right? See, our enemy has studied us well. We have our own triggers. And when we get into those places where we feel like we're not maximizing our potential or things aren't going well, it just takes a certain word that someone says and we go crazy. My cousin says this, you can be your worst enemy. That's so true. That's so true, Jeanette. You can be your worst enemy. We can be our worst enemy, right? And we say, it's the enemy, it's the devil. No, it's you. And God says, enough. Enough playing church. You know, if you really want to focus on becoming the best version of you, be honest with yourself. Deal with your problem. Know that you are loved by God. Find the solution. Then be obedient. You have to also be obedient and do what God is telling you to do with that solution. Janet says, perfect timing. I am keeping myself from moving forward for sure. Janet, the same way, Janet. I thank you for being honest and sharing that, Janet. I'm going to tell you guys, okay, I said I wasn't going to tell a story. I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but I'm going to just say this. There was a time when I was younger and I was fighting someone, and one of my older cousins had taught me how to defend myself. So I told my mom, I will not fight because that God does not want me to fight. You know, but I'm not going to even spend the time with that. But part of the story was that I was defending myself against the neighborhood bully. It wasn't my neighborhood, my cousin's neighborhood. And I was doing well. And for some reason, I just jumped up and started running. It shocked me. And I ran. Fell. Cousin took me back around to my aunt's house. But the point that I'm saying is this. It was that fear of success for me. That fear like, I'm really doing this. You know, so sometimes, guys, we have this idea. And we carry it on through our lives, right, until we deal with it. So for myself, I'm going to deal with the fear of success. It's okay to be successful and be humble. You know, whatever that fear, that's me. I'm just being honest with that. It's okay to be successful and be humble. Because I want everything I do to be about God. I want to reach people for God. I want God to use me and my gifts for His glory, not for mine. Whatever it is for you, deal with what's keeping you from maximizing your potential. You have to believe I can. You have to believe that God will. God will bless you. God will keep your. He will keep you. If you keep your mind stayed on Him, He will keep you. God will do what He said He would do in His Word. And guess what? Then you shall be triumphant. Then you shall go out there in His name to reach and preach and reach and save those who are lost. You know, then you shall be victorious in your life and doing the things that God has called you to do. Maximize your potential. I can. God will. You shall. But you have to be willing. Tonight, I'm telling you guys, you have to be willing. Wherever you are, I just want you to just take some time tonight and say, Lord, please show me myself. And please help me. So I can maximize my potential. Instead of giving 20% to God and 80% to ourselves, let's work on giving 100. Let's work on giving God 100%. Like I said, literally, I just got my phone back literally enough to charge. and switch all my other apps to this new phone. I was without service for 2 days. And then I said to myself, you know what, this feels good. Let me spend some time with me. As my mom said, be. Maximizing your potential. Find the root of your problem. Remember and recognize that you are loved by God. Find the solution. Maximize your potential. And give 100% for doing God's will. Rather than chasing this person, rather than chasing that person, or trying to do this, trying to do that. And then stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. And then speak life over your life, over yourself. Affirm yourself positively. And listen. And then pay attention to who you let speak into your ears, speak into your life, speak into your spirit. I hope you guys were blessed tonight. I hope that something said has encouraged you. And if you feel like you're struggling with recognizing your potential, read Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, I just want to say God bless you. I hope you guys are having a great night. Hope you will continue to have a great night. My cousin says amen. Hope you guys will. Please let me know, how's this word or message touched your life tonight? How's this touched your heart? How's this encouraged your heart today? I want to give some love to my cousins. I appreciate LaShawn. We're like adopted. We're adopted cousins. We grew up together. Love you. I love my cousins who come through. My mom, she's through. Thank guys for praying for her and for keeping her in your prayers. I pray that you will maximize your potential. You know, like I said, I've had a pretty good 2 days without this. I'm thinking I might just turn the cell phone off tomorrow. I might just turn it on and off, just check messages and see how my mom is doing. Spend some time with yourself. That's like what I'm going to do. And my desire, my prayer is that God will bless you. My prayer is that God will show you how to maximize your potential, realizing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Keep God first in everything you do. Keep your mind stayed on him and know that he will lead and guide you and direct your path. You just have to be willing to say yes. God bless you. Have a great night. I love you guys. I love my cousins. I love my family. And I love my friends here who come through here every Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you. And if you guys get a chance, please share this on your pages. Love you too, cuz. Love you too, LaShawn. And don't forget to visit me at www.gwrightonline.com. God bless you. Be encouraged. Share this video on your page. Come back again next week. And let's pray for one another, okay? And remember, let's keep the conversation going. You know, I do read the words and the comments and everything. God bless you guys. Have a great night. Woo! Lord, 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 Lord.